You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
58th Hot Yellow Woods with Ando Sartaka. At spring, we are changing the big world one ice cream at a time.
That's exactly right, Hunter Norwood. You can have a little something extra ice cream at your next event and find out how they're changing the world one ice cream at a time. You can go to their website, alittlesomethingextraicecream.com. You can also give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I'm on location at the Athens Limestone Public Library in Athens, Alabama. I have with me Kelly Miller Whitworth. She wasn't with us last time when we were at the Tears Foundation's special event, but she's here today. Her sister Lori took her place last time and did a great job to talk about their very special effort called the Wells Clayton Whitworth Memorial Foundation. And Lori did a wonderful job, and you heard what she did.
Yes,
and
I
thought she did incredible.
She did. She did very good.
And when you're speaking about this foundation, it's not easy. And we talked about the fact that Lori at times has a very difficult time being able to share. And it's because of the closeness that you have as sisters. You talked about how far apart you are in age, and it's not very much at all.
Right. No, we're 15 months apart, and we've always been very, very close.
One of the things that Lori lives with is the fact that you both were pregnant at the same time.
We were. We were actually pregnant at the same time with our firstborns. She's got an older son, but my son Miller and her daughter Audrey, they were just a month apart. And then we were in the same situation when I was pregnant with Wells and she was pregnant with David. We were just a month apart as well.
And there's survivor's guilt that goes with that.
Yes, there definitely is. She had a really difficult time afterwards with that. But, you know, she has to, I had to work with her on her understanding that he is a blessing to her, and she needs to celebrate him, celebrate his birthday every year. And just like Wells is a blessing to us, even though he's not here with us, I've got something to look forward to one day.
Yes, and I think one of the things that's really important in the conversation is because everyone has an emotion that they go through when there's a loss of life. Each person has a different reaction. And there are people out there right now listening that may have not lost a child, but they had a sibling or they had a parent that lost a child, and they are dealing with that in their own way. And there's a certain struggle that goes with each person. And so when we can identify where that person's position is within that unit, and then also understand why they feel the way they feel, why they're hurting in the way that they're hurting, and not negate it. Because that would be easy to do. We'll say, well, that's not your problem. That was not your baby.
Right. Yeah, it's everybody grieves differently. Everybody handles things in their own way. And there is no right or wrong way to do that. And, you know, Chad and I have taken the loss of our son, and we're trying to help other families, but it's not easy to do that. Even what we do every day, taking phone calls from hospitals, funeral homes, things like that, it takes us back to that day when we lost Wells. And so it's not always easy. It's a very hard road. And it is what we want to do, but for some people it's too much. There's days where I can work on the foundation and work on things, and there's days when I have a really hard time and have to give myself, you know, a little space. Sometimes I have to let Chad work on, you know, things for me when I'm having a really difficult time, and he'll make those phone calls to the hospitals or the funeral homes for me when I can't.
And that's great to have that support system, because we can't always be the strong person.
Right, exactly.
Sometimes we're going to be the person who needs a person.
Right, exactly.
In my situation doing the Mark White Show, I have to go through some of the issues that I've had in my life again and again and again, depending on the conversation, and it is a reminder. But at the same time, the things that caused us to hurt so badly and to go through that pain, sometimes it's not a bad thing to remember, because that causes us to be able to relate.
That's exactly right. It really does. And I think it was great that Lori got to be at the Tears event. And the Tears is a great group for this area, a great support system for these families. And it was really good for Lori to be there and actually meet some of the families that we've been able to help. And I know that is what made it so emotional for her, is hearing their stories. But I think it's important. It's important for these families to know that they're loved and cared about, and that there's other people that have been in that situation that want to be there to help them.
And speaking of the situation, when you lose a child and you go through the grieving process, I'm sure it's very similar, the process of denial, the whole intricate workings of what we have to go through when there's that type of suffering. And for you, what was the process for you to be able to go from the pain of loss to the creation of a foundation, to think outside of your own particular situation, to think about others, no matter what their circumstances, but to think about their loss and put yourself in their shoes?
You know, for that, I really have to thank my husband. We were a couple of weeks out after the loss of Wells, and my parents, Chad's side of the family, his dad, mom, they got together and took care of the funeral expenses for us. And it wasn't because we financially couldn't, it was because they didn't want us to have to think about that. And we were sitting on the couch one night, a couple of weeks after the funeral, and Chad and I just looked at each other and we were like, what do families do that don't have the support system that we have? We have so many transient families in this area that don't have family here. And they may have family here that love and support them, but financially, maybe their families can't help them. And Chad said, what if we could do that for those families? And so really, Chad was the mastermind behind it. He was the idea, you know, he's the one with the idea to do that. And, you know, and I totally agreed, and we wanted to do it. But in the very beginning, it was very hard for me. Chad had to handle most of everything in the very beginning. And now, you know, that I've had some time, of course, I've been able to really, you know, step up and do a lot more. But in the beginning, it was really difficult. But I really do have to thank Chad for everything that he did in the beginning to help us to get started.
And dads are in a unique position, fathers, where they fit into this. Because mm-hmm. we have a society, a lot of times, that looks and focuses on the mom.
Right.
It's the mother's baby. Mm-hmm. And that's true. She carries the baby. But the father plays that part, that role in the creation of the child.
Absolutely.
And they can't be left out nor negated
right.
through this process to think, well, I don't know why this dad is hurting. We're supposed to be tough. And there's these different personality traits that we're supposed to carry as men.
Right.
When sometimes that's not the best thing for us.
Exactly. And I think that men are just by nature doers and want to help their family and do things for their family. So in the very beginning, you know, while I was having, you know, very high anxiety, a very difficult time with things, Chad was a doer and he wanted to do things to help the rest of his family. You know, we have Miller, our oldest, is 6 years old, about to be 7, but he was 2.5 at the time that we lost Wells. And you know, we knew we had to do everything we could to still be a mom and dad for him and to be there to support him. And we always wanted Wells to be a part of our family no matter what. You know, we always wanted Miller to know about his brother, to love his brother. And it's great now seeing Miller attend our events and things like that. And he knows what we're doing to help, you know, the other families. And I think that that's important that we always celebrate him. But going back to what you were saying with Chad, yes, he, you know, men grieve in their own way, but they don't always vocalize their grief. They don't always talk about it. They just tend to go out and do, and they bury themselves in work and doing things for their family to try to be supportive in that way.
And you brought in the sibling, the siblings yes. for people. They can't be left out either.
No,
and
right.
so I'm thinking of all the different people who are affected, and you have siblings who know that a new baby's coming. Even a 2.5-year-old,
right.
he's touching mommy's belly. Mommy's yes. explaining the baby's coming. You're going to have a brother or a sister, and then the brother or sister never comes.
Right. And Miller has had difficulty with that later in life. He didn't always, when he was 2.5, he was... Of course, he didn't really understand everything. And then now that he's a little bit older, he does. And it's unfortunate he was introduced to death at such an early age. And it's a very hard concept for a child his age to grasp. And he will need, you know, help. You know, that's another thing our foundation does is to help, you know, the parents with grief counseling. If they need help with, you know, private grief counseling, we will help with that as well, because it's very important mentally for them to have that support. And I think even with siblings, even Miller, he needs, you know, a little help with that as well to try to understand. It's very difficult as a parent to try to explain all those things on your own. So sometimes it's nice to have some outside help.
Right now, we're talking to Kelly Miller Whitworth, and we're talking about the Wells Clayton Whitworth Memorial Foundation, the importance of this effort when it comes to families who have lost a baby and the grief process, and also leaving no one behind. When we think about the family as a unit and the struggle that happens when you lose a loved one, and you can put yourself in those shoes by thinking of someone that you truly cared about, someone that meant a lot to you, and you lost that person, how did it make you feel? And then also, how did it make those around you feel? I know that a lot of times we think about our own feelings, our own thoughts, how we're hurting, and we're not necessarily thinking about how someone else is processing that hurt. But if we can put ourselves in those shoes and then think about the person beside us and how they're feeling, that's important that we don't leave people out, because the grieving process is really broad as far as the people it affects. It's not just you, it's the people around you. And I hope that you'll stick with us. We'll continue this conversation on the other side with Kelly Whitworth about the Wells Clayton Whitworth Memorial Foundation and talk about how you can help. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
At J. Calvert Farms, they can't wait to see you at their first annual Fall Fest, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, this will be a perfect weekend activity for the kids. Tickets are $8 per child for all activities, plus a free small pumpkin, $2 per activity if they don't want to do them all. There will be discounted prices for families with 3 or more children, and kids 2 and under are free. For more information, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com and check them out on the web at jcalvertfarms.com. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about the Wells Clayton Whitworth Memorial Foundation. I have with me Kelly Miller Whitworth to share about this. Her husband Chad and Kelly are integral parts of this effort. They have decided to think outside of themselves to help others due to the loss of Wells. And we've talked about the family. We've talked about the effect it had on her sister Lori. We've talked about the effect it had on her son Miller. And then also on Chad as he's moved forward and been a great asset to this team as Kelly had to recover herself to get into a position to be able to help others in this way. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Kelly.
Thank you.
It's so important to reiterate that there is hope after death, that there are things that we can do, that life is not over, because that would be the easiest path for many people to think, I can't live like this. I can't live any longer. And then go into a very dark place that potentially could cause them to harm themselves and even to take their life.
Certainly. It is a very difficult thing. And I am very thankful, you know, for my family and my support group that we had helped us at that time. For weeks, we had family at our house every single day. You know, someone was there with us. Someone was there to play with Miller when we couldn't. You know, we wanted to, you know, he wanted to play and have fun, and we just weren't in a place where we could do that at that time. And so we had a lot of great people that helped us. But I think it's important to surround yourself with people who have been through a similar circumstance, maybe even years, a few years outside of that happening to them, to see that you can't, you will be okay, that you can see that these people are still living, they still are taking care of their families and doing everything that they can for their families. And I think that's really important, to be able to see others doing okay after something like that.
And there may be some generational silence that has occurred because of the way that things have been. In 2022, as you think about the Tears Foundation, you think about a group of people getting together and actually talking about their loss. That is not common to, say, 30, 40, 50 years ago plus, where you had a loss and you just didn't talk about it.
Exactly. And years ago, doctors, you know, didn't know how to handle those situations. I've heard plenty of stories where mothers never got to see their child because the doctor felt like that was what was best for them, was to not see the child and to just move on. And that's not what's best. I think it's important that the mother, father get to spend time with that child and hold their baby and look at their baby and memorize their features and know everything about them, you know, which brings me to, you know, think about the group Now Lay Me Down to Sleep, which is a nonprofit where a photographer will come in and take pictures of the baby for you. And I think that's important, to have those memories and things like that. There's just a lot of people that out there that are very good and supportive to help for those families.
Yes, resources that are available. And I was along my lines of thinking, I was thinking about the fact that if you've lost a child, it may make it easier for someone who's older to then talk to you one-on-one and have that conversation that they haven't had.
Right.
And you talked about the support and having family at the house for several weeks. There probably was someone who had gone through that within your family that you were able to relate to or confide in through that loss.
Well, no one that had been through an exact, you know, circumstance for me, that is. But, you know, my great-grandmother, you know, she's no longer with us. But, you know, I know that she had lost children, and it wasn't something she talked about. You know, I knew about it, but nobody ever brought up that conversation, you know, with me, other than my mom telling me about it years ago. But I think things have changed and tables have turned, and people understand the importance of talking about it and celebrating them, celebrating the lives that they had, because no matter what, he's always my baby. And, you know, he changed my life.
So your mom was willing to share with you about your great-grandmother.
Yes.
So you had that connection without your great-grandmother being there, but still knowing that there was a family member. And I think that's good, because you are going to feel connected with a great-grandmother within your family, that this is someone who's suffered like I have.
Right. Yes, definitely so.
And then also to take it a step further, to think about the fact that she was not able to talk about it in the way, and that's sad too.
Oh, it is. Yes, it really is. And I think that it's great, like I said, now that things have changed and people are more open about it, because I think it's very harmful to hold things inside and to not, you know, for your own anxieties and fears and things like that. I think it's really hard to hold something like that in.
So when we think about this organization, the Wells Clayton Whitworth Memorial Foundation, and the resources that are available, let's just talk about what is available to those who have lost a baby.
Through our foundation, we help to cover funeral expenses, cremation, burial. We help to cover the cost of the service, headstones, plots, anything that the family needs to help for their loved one. We also offer the grief counseling. There's a lot of, you know, support groups and things like that, like the Tears, the Hope at Huntsville Hospital, you know, for Huntsville Hospital families, that Amy George runs. A lot of support systems like that that are really great, like for groups. But I think it's also important that if a mother or father needs the one-on-one counseling, if they do better with that, that we can offer that to them as well.
How do you find counselors, Kelly, for this?
Well, I prefer that the family reaches out and finds a counselor for them. Some already have a counselor in place. Some do not, but I'm happy to help research and find a counselor for them. But sometimes giving them a specific one to use is not a great fit. You know, you might go to someone and it's just not the right fit for you. And so I think it's important that the family realizes they may go for a visit and not be a good fit and be able to change and try to reach out to someone else.
Yes. And fundraising, that's important because if you don't have the funds, you can't provide the services.
That's right. Yes.
How do you all fundraise? Where does that money come from?
Well, we have a few small things throughout the year, but t-shirt fundraisers and things like that. But we have our big fundraiser the first Saturday in March every year, which is a pheasant shoot. We have it at the Whitworth Family Farms in Hillsboro, Alabama. And that's how we raise the majority of our funds.
So, Kelly, when it comes to your connections with local hospitals and this effort, where was the first hospital that you connected with?
Huntsville Hospital, that is where Women's and Children's is where we delivered Wells. And the nurses and my doctor were so great to us and kind to us that was another reason, you know, that we wanted to give back. But so we started at Huntsville Hospital Foundation under their umbrella, the Wells Clayton Whitworth Memorial Fund at Huntsville Hospital Foundation. And through that, then we, you know, Huntsville and Madison foundations are connected. So then we got started with Athens Limestone Hospital Foundation and also Decatur Morgan Hospital Foundation. That way, if a loss happens at one of those hospital systems, they have the funds available that they can help those families without actually having to reach out to us. We also have our 501c3 where we can privately help families if the loss happens outside of a hospital system. And then we give our information to, you know, Highlands, Crestwood, Coleman Regional, trying to get out Florence Way and Marshall County to let those families know that we're there and that we can help assist them through our private 501c3.
So expansion is part of your thinking to help more families outside of the Limestone, Morgan, Madison County area.
Right. We would love to be able to help all of North Alabama families.
That would be great. And even an extension of that, as you think about people across the state or Southern Tennessee, and I just can't imagine a family coming and not having resources and saying, I'm sorry, you're in the wrong area. I can't help you.
Right. And we have been able to help families across state lines before. We're not tied to any certain, you know, borders on that. If a family reaches out to us and they're in our local area, we're going to try to help.
So, Kelly, how can people contribute? How can they support this effort financially through fundraising?
They can go onto our website, wcwmf.com, and there is a donate now button on that, on our website, where they can donate directly to our foundation. They can also donate through the local hospital systems, through Huntsville Hospital Foundation, Decatur Morgan, Athens Limestone. You can make a direct donation. If you wanted your money to go to those certain hospital systems, you could donate to them under our fund at those hospital systems as well.
WCWMF.com is the place to go, the website. And then as far as social media, if people want to keep up with the efforts of the Wells Clayton Whitworth Memorial Foundation, how can they connect that way?
We have Instagram and also Facebook, just the Wells Clayton Whitworth Memorial Foundation on Instagram or Facebook. And they can go there to connect with us as well.
And then if someone preferred mailing a check, how could they do that?
They could mail that to 124 Kinglet Way, K-I-N-G-L-E-T Way, and that is in Madison, Alabama, 35756.
And any questions? Is there an email address if someone listening had a question or concern, something that they needed addressed?
Yes, our email address is wcwmfoundation@gmail.com.
Excellent. Kelly Miller Whitworth, it's been great to have you here on the show today to share about this special foundation, the Wells Clayton Whitworth Memorial Foundation, and the work that you all are doing. Again, I appreciate Lori for joining me and taking your place at the last Tears Foundation event, and I appreciate the fact that we were able to meet today to talk about this, and I'm hoping that someone out there will reach out and they'll take advantage of this, and there's someone who will say, I want to support this and I want to help this effort. And quickly, before we leave, we have another hunt that's coming up March of next year.
That's right, March the 4th of next year.
How can people register for that?
We start opening up our registration in around November, and they can just follow along on our social media pages, and we make an announcement through those pages.
Excellent. Kelly Whitworth, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner as Cora reads Tooth Fairy in Disguise, written by Lori Welch Wilson and illustrated by Hannah Thompson. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
This is Cammy Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Tooth Fairy in Disguise, written by Lori Welch Wilson and illustrated by Hannah Thompson. And now, here's Cora White.
On a bright, starry night, the Tooth Fairy took a flight to collect teeth around the world. The Tooth Fairy loved her job. She would get so excited to sneak in and magically collect teeth under the children's pillows. The Tooth Fairy loved collecting healthy, shiny teeth, but lately she had noticed more boys and girls having cavities in their baby teeth. This made the Tooth Fairy very sad. The Tooth Fairy decided she had to do something to help children stop getting cavities. Then the Tooth Fairy had a bright idea. She could go to work for a dentist in disguise as a dental assistant. This way she could teach boys and girls how to properly take care of their teeth. The Tooth Fairy got so excited about her plan, no one would ever know she was the real Tooth Fairy. The next day, the Tooth Fairy called her dentist, Dr. Ann, and told her the plan. The doctor loved the idea and put the Tooth Fairy straight to work. The Tooth Fairy's first patient was a little girl named Chloe. Dr. Ann had warned the Tooth Fairy that Chloe was a little nervous and sometimes had cavities. Chloe was obsessed with eating candy. The Tooth Fairy knew what she had to do. When the Tooth Fairy brought Chloe back to clean her teeth, she could tell she was a little nervous. The Tooth Fairy reassured Chloe that she was going to have a lot of fun having her teeth cleaned, and she would put sparkles on her teeth. This made Chloe smile. She also told Chloe that when she cleaned her teeth, that it was going to tickle. And it did. Chloe laughed and giggled while the tooth fairy did her cleaning. To find out how Chloe made it through her dental visit and to enjoy activities in the Tooth Fairy in Disguise book, go to toothfairyindisguise.com. The Tooth Fairy in Disguise will be at the Northeast Missouri Pickers Market in Macon, Missouri. So join us in the Tooth Fairy in Disguise along with the Waltons cast members in Macon, Missouri on October 1st and 2nd. To find out more information, go to gravelroadmarket@gmail.com. You can also follow Northeast Missouri Pickers Market on Facebook.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner. You can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. We appreciate Kelly Miller Whitworth for joining us here on the show today to share about Wells Clayton Whitworth Memorial Foundation. To find out more, go to WCWMF.com. We also appreciate the brand new episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and Cora's Corner, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.